Good Ranchers delivers 100% American meat straight to your door. Every cut is sourced from local U.S. farms and ranches, and the entire packaging and fulfillment process takes place right here in America before it's delivered to your doorstep. No imports, ever. Just high quality, 100% American beef, chicken, pork, and wild-caught seafood. I'm a subscriber, and my plan is incredibly easy to manage. Traveling? Need to skip a delivery? You can pause, move, or adjust your order anytime in just a few clicks. Right now, when you start your plan, you'll get free meat in every box for life, plus $25 off your first order with code RANCH25. Go to GoodRanchers.com and use code RANCH25 to start your Good Ranchers plan today.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, I was just sitting in my chair watching the State of Play, saying to myself, hold up now. I know the OG voice actor for God of War has to be revealing something special for this type of buildup. And guess what? At the end of already announcing, mind you, God of War, the trilogy remake, not even a remaster, a remake, meaning that from the ground up, we think it should be a completely different game, or else they should have took the word remake off and just said remaster. So I'm assuming it's remade from the ground up. But anyways, I digress. The main thing is the OG voice actor for God of War, continuing off of the trilogy remake announcement, hyping up the next announcement for it to be God of War Sons of Sparta?
Shepard. Just look at the state of gaming. Like, what is going on?
Now, at first glance, you're probably thinking about, well, what's wrong with that? Well, I'm glad you asked, because I'm here to tell you. As when you look at the premise, right, it was Shadow Drop. So, yes, it is available right now. So, you know, shout out to Santa Monica for actually showing something that's available as soon as the gameplay showcase ends. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to them for that. So, if you don't know, this game is developed by Santa Monica, Mega Cat Studios, and of course, when you look at it being marketed as a Metroidvania, I do believe the $30 price tag is not too egregious, right? It is 12 hours in length as far as the average playtime for a lot of gamers. And of course, the setting is Kratos during his teenage years having a little Spartan training, right? So the narrative is framed. Oh, it's cool. That's pretty cool. It's framed by adult Kratos narrating to daughter Calliope? How in the world? How am I supposed to say that? Now I ain't gonna care. Hey, hold up now. Woot-dee-doo. Hey, if y'all laughing at me, woot-dee-doo. I try my best. Is that how you say Calliope? Actually, let's see what Jarvis says. You know what I'm saying? You know, y'all gonna laugh at my pronunciation. Watch Jarvis pronounce it the same way.
Calliope.
Oh, okay. Well, that's not it. That's not the same way I pronounced it. Calliope, I think that's what you say. I don't even know, man. Whatever. Young Kratos, Deimos, his brother, and I almost spoiled the game, so that's basically it. The voice actor, you have T.C. Carson, returns as adult Kratos narrator, not recast for Christopher Judge. That's interesting. Now, let's get to the criticism. The main thing is, you know, of course, I didn't play the game. So the main thing I do, especially when I don't play a game, as I look at the consensus, I look at the extremely positive, I look at the extremely negative, and then, of course, I watch a plethora of reviews and try to see which side they fall off. Usually, the truth is in the middle. Now, everybody's came out and said that Kratos does not feel like Kratos, which makes sense because he's training, right? I don't think it's supposed to be like Kratos, but the thing is, the gameplay loop that's repeated makes no sense. The same brotherly conflict loop repeated. Not a lot of meaningful franchise connections. So when you look at this game being generic Spartans, but then you have Kratos and Deimos, or Deimos, hopefully I'm pronouncing it right, you come to realize that the generic label put on a game with Kratos on the front should not even exist. You know what I'm saying?
You guys, see, that's the problem.
Not when you're on in historic run. I mean, historic. I mean, 2018 God of War really changed the overall perception of Kratos. It was already great, right? But it took it from a hack and slash to like a semi, I'm not going to say Dark Souls-y, but the way that they took the over-the-shoulder, more personal aspects of Kratos on display, especially the life lessons he was given to Atreus, especially on the boat rides in God of War 2018, some of the greatest gems drop. Like, I remember one time I was playing a game, right? And I was on my boat, and I don't even think you could go to this mission. It was basically you was on your boat, and there was like a flying character, right? And it was fighting something else. And Atreus was like, shouldn't we help out that person? And Kratos was like, you live longer if you mind your own business. And I was like, hold on now. I felt like a little kid in that boat. I was like, dang, Kratos really dropping some gems right now. And then the overall progression of Atreus, because of the gems that Kratos was dropping, was just immaculate throughout the whole show. And then you come to realize the OG God of War exists.
You guys. See, that's the problem.
I was like, how did this man go from such a crazy adrenaline fiend killer to like a calm, still a killer, but such a calm, gem-fueled individual? I was like, hold on now. Is that Joe Budden?
But then, you know what I'm saying? I was like, damn, look at the state of hip-hop. Like, what's going on?
All my hip-hop fans don't understand that. But getting back into the gaming stuff. So when you look at Son of Sparta, safe to say, you know, a lot of people wasn't feeling this game. I do believe the consensus as far as the interconnected map that was, like, positive as far as received, that they say that when you look at the non-connective, the non-connected side of this game, it doesn't make too much sense, especially if you're going to drop this right in the middle of a Hall of Fame run with the 2018 God of War, with the Ragnarok God of War, and then, of course, the OG trilogy that already exists, and then the final, well, I don't know if it's the final, but I assume it's going to be the final Kratos game that's going to end off the trilogy. But, you know, the main thing I was trying to get at is that Kratos is on the Hall of Fame run. Why water it down with such a, I'm not going to say trash, that's harsh, but a very mid, I'm not even going to say mid, because, you know, I want to specifically critique why this game is not up to snuff, right? Having a 2D game when we're already used to a 3D format with Kratos, already that's a red flag. You know, why are you doing 2D spinoffs when we're not even done with the 2018 new version of Kratos trilogy, right? I think you should finish that first and then try to throw out a spinoff like down the line. But all the resources, because this took resources from something, right? It took resources from something. And safe to say, we wanted the resources, all of the resources, on the next installment of the 2018 version of Kratos. So, with that being said, I don't want to get too much into the game. The main thing I was just want to let y'all know how the game was being received currently. And of course, we're going to get into some review roundups. As far as sales, you know, interestingly enough, PlayStation players have finally once again, I'm not going to say once again, but they finally beat the allegations of not supporting their exclusives, man. Clap it up for them. As PlayStation players, I'm not going to lie to you. When it comes to exclusives, it seems like you never wanted to support it. You know what I mean? Do you get an Xbox exclusive and support it like it's going out of style? But PlayStation exclusives, for some reason, just for some odd reason, they don't support it like other platforms. But that's neither here nor there. The main thing I wanted to say is they did support this PlayStation exclusive, as God of War, Sons of Sparta is currently the 8th most played game on a PlayStation platform. So shout out to y'all. Now, let's go right into that. Well, let's go right from that into the co-op controversy. As you already know, a lot of people was upset about this, as the game is listed as 1 to 2 players. And, you know, I'm no mathematician, but 2 is more than 1, right? So come to find out, there's no full game co-op.
You guys. See, that's the problem.
Basically, when the implied dual character experience, the implications is it's not possible, right? It's only possible as a challenge mode only. So, you know, as far as actually playing the entire game, it's not a real thing. You know, playing the entire game with another person, it's not available. Unless you want to be on a local couch co-op. I know what you're saying.
Shepard.
I know what you're saying.
Just look at the state of gaming.
I'm looking at it.
What is going on?
The state of gaming is everybody wants their own monitor, wants their own system. We're playing an online game. Who in the world is out here still playing local co-op?
You guys. See, that's the problem.
Like, even Hazelight Studios knew what the modern generation wanted, as they have local co-op available. But, of course, they have online as well. So local couch co-op only is insane, right? Not only that, but if you have local couch co-op, now you have a challenge mode. Who in the world wants to only play with their friends in a challenge mode instead of the actual campaign? So there's no campaign co-op, right? And the challenge mode only unlocks after finishing the main story.
I know that ain't who I think it is.
So that is the co-op controversy. A lot of people is not enjoying that by the slightest. Now, I'm not trying to, like, I don't want people to get the indication that I'm just basically ridiculing this game. I'm just letting you know, as a 2018 Kratos connoisseur, I wasn't really aware of the OG God of War trilogy. I know what y'all are saying, oh, blasphemous, he's not a real gamer. But when it comes to them having to complete the trilogy for the 2018 version of Kratos, that's what I'm waiting for. This Sons of Sparta just seems like nothing but a distraction. Doesn't mean it's a bad distraction. It just means I think it's a distraction, which means that I can't really give it the praise that I want to, because guess what? I'm still waiting for the trilogy of 2018 Kratos. We had God of War. We had God of War Ragnarok. And I'm waiting for that trilogy. Once y'all finish that trilogy, guess what? Y'all could do whatever. You know what I'm saying? Y'all can make 20 games like this, you know, as far as I... Oh, I used the wrong hand. Y'all can use 20 games like this as far as I care. You know what I'm saying? But that's my main critique, right? Getting into the conglomerates critique, Gaming Bolt, the video that we've been playing right now, basically, they gave Sons of Sparta a 9 out of 10. So I was like, hold up now. What in the world? An actual good review? Because some of these other scores are not as high, but I wanted to start with the positive. Gaming Bolt gave it a 9 out of 10, basically saying, Sons of Sparta delivers tight platforming and genuinely satisfying combat. Despite its surprise release, it delivers a strong overall experience. The platforming feels tight and responsive, and the combat stands out with satisfying spear and shield mechanics that keep encounters engaging throughout. Shout out to Gaming Bolt. And that's where it stops, because I'm not going to lie to you. All the rest of the scores, I'm not going to say it's just straight out trash, but I think the next highest score is like an 8, maybe even an 8.5. But PlayStation Universe, I was like, hold on now. How are you a PlayStation Universe giving this a 7.5 out of 10? Sony may take your privileges. No, I'm just playing. PlayStation Universe gave this a 7.5 out of 10, basically saying, quote, a well-crafted, if unambitious, Metroidvania take on PlayStation's most violent franchise. So at first you think he's giving it kudos, but then you said, but then the quote said, the most unambitious Metroidvania. What in the actual?
You guys. See, that's the problem.
And of course, ending off for Games Radar. Technically, that Games Radar gave it a 3 out of 5, saying God of War Sons of Sparta struggles to deliver on the best of God of War or the best the Metroidvania genre has to offer. Because, you know, one thing about Metroidvania games is people going to start putting respect on well-crafted Metroidvania games. It's kind of like Elden Ring. Like, that's not like Elden Ring, because people can obviously see why Elden Ring is just above the pack when it comes to Dark Souls-like games. Metroidvania takes a lot of platforming expertise to make enjoyable as far as the gameplay loop. I remember playing Hollow Knight Silksong, and I was enjoying the game. I enjoyed the platforming, getting around the environment. Now, backtracking was a little annoying, but for the most part, you can tell when a Metroidvania is actually good by the platformer, based on the platformer, right? So anyways, getting back into this. Games Radar gave it a 3 out of 5, saying, quote, God of War Sons of Sparta struggles to deliver on the best of God of War or the best the Metroidvania genre has to offer. Combat is dull and lifeless despite a handful of nice ideas, and is visually ugly and muddy. Goodness gracious. Even lacking in brutal finishers. Goodness. They ain't holding back.
You guys. See, that's the problem.
This all feels quite tame. It's not bad, but serviceable, struggles to excite, especially in today's age. Yep. And that's a sin for God of War.
Shepard, just look at the state of gaming. Like, what is going on?
So as far as what's going on in the Sons of Sparta universe, safe to say a lot of people are coming out that say it's not an atrocious game. You may enjoy it, but when it comes to the God of War franchise, this is not what we were expecting. And, you know, to fall below the prestige level that God of War asked for, but it's kind of like, I'm not trying to be blasphemous, but it's kind of like if a game called Andromeda came out and people critiqued it for not being at the level of Mass Effect. We're not calling Andromeda trash. We're just basically saying it's not on the level of Mass Effect, so therefore, it's a failure. It's a very high bar. To use another analogy, it's like in sports terms, right? OKC. It's like if OKC completely got out of... Let me see. It's like if OKC was completely out of the playoffs at the start of the playoffs. Like, it'd just be a complete failure. Why? Because not only are they expected to win it. No. It's like if they didn't even make the Western Conference Finals. That's a better example. Why? Because not only do we expect them to get to the finals, but we expect them to win it. With God of War, we expect them to not only be a monumental story, but we also expect them to give us great gameplay along with a great story. And let's just say God of War Sons of Sparta did not meet that metric.
Shepard. Just look at the state of gaming. Like, what is going on?
With that being said, click my link tree in my bio. Let me know on one of my social medias. Do you agree that God of War Sons of Sparta was a step back? Or are you enjoying it? If you are enjoying it, what is your favorite part about God of War Sons of Sparta?
Good Ranchers delivers 100% American meat straight to your door. Every cut is sourced from local U.S. farms and ranches, and the entire packaging and fulfillment process takes place right here in America before it's delivered to your doorstep. No imports, ever. Just high-quality, 100% American beef, chicken, pork, and wild-caught seafood. I'm a subscriber, and my plan is incredibly easy to manage. Traveling? Need to skip a delivery? You can pause, move, or adjust your order anytime in just a few clicks. Right now, when you start your plan, you'll get free meat in every box for life, plus $25 off your first order with code RANCH25. Go to goodranchers.com and use code RANCH25 to start your Good Ranchers plan today.